USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is touring a Volvo manufacturing plant for engines and transmissions in Hagerstown, Maryland, Friday. Speaking to workers at the plant, the president touts the unemployment rate unveiled in the September jobs report released Friday.
The unemployment rate remains at historic low, 3.5% unemployment. That includes the lowest unemployment among Hispanic Americans ever in the history of this country. The second lowest employment among black teenagers ever. And this recovery has been the fastest increase of people re-entering the workforce of any modern economic recovery.
The school district's police department in Uvalde, Texas is being suspended. The announcement comes after months of outrage as officers were accused of not doing more to save children and teachers who were murdered earlier this year. One top official is also retiring, while another is being placed on administrative leave. The 44th running of the Chicago Marathon is set to take place this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican candidate Adam Laxalt is polling closely with Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro in polls ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. Appearing on Fox News, Laxalt says he believes he has the upper hand, partly because of his law enforcement endorsements.
They know that this is a big issue, and they want somebody that's a former top cop, someone that understands how hard their job is, and they're doing a great job trying to keep our community safe.
A recent report on nationwide crime by the FBI estimates that murders increased by about 4% over the last year. That report does not include big cities such as Los Angeles, California, and New York. Health and Human Services flew a group of illegal immigrants to a town in Orange County, New York, whose leaders now say the transfer wasn't well coordinated. Montgomery Village Mayor Steve Brusha shares what he first thought when he heard the illegal immigrants were arriving.
I was in shock, and subsequently the whole community was in shock and fear after what we heard.
More random inspections are happening at schools across Texas. Hundreds of intruder detection audits have been completed in less than 4 weeks, aimed at keeping students safe. Governor Greg Abbott ordering them after the Uvalde school shooting massacre in May, where 19 kids and 2 teachers died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.